KMZU's Fifth Quarter Show, and Sandy Wilson here, and I'm speaking with Coach Boswell of the Lawson Cardinals. Now, Coach, what can you tell us about your game this evening against Plattsburgh?
Well, it was a hard-fought football game, I'll tell you that. And, you know, we knew coming in it was going to be that way. Plattsburgh has a new coach this year, Coach Musser. He's been at a couple different places previously, East Buchanan, and took a team there to the state finals back in 2004. Was at Midbuck last year and really helped to turn that program around. So we knew coming in they were going to be well-disciplined, well-coached, and that's exactly what they were. Very tough football team. As a Class 1 team, I think they're going to be, you know, someone to reckon with down the road. But they gave us everything we wanted in the first half. They jumped out to a 12-0 lead before we even got on the scoreboard. Thankfully, you know, we came out in the second half. We made some adjustments on both sides of the ball, some things that we were going to kind of switch up defensively, offensively, and that seemed to work for us in the second half and allowed us to get some points on the board. But give them a lot of credit. That's a good football team, and we knew we were going to have our hands full tonight, and we sure did.
Wow. Now, Coach, I kind of want to talk numbers now. How many, you know, yards did you guys go as far as rushing and passing?
Well, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I know in the second half especially, we put up a lot of yards on the ground because I know we had a 14-play drive that ended in a score that lasted about 6 or 7 minutes. It seemed like you looked up and that third quarter was over, you know, before it did almost even started. So I know that we moved the ball well in the second half, had to have put up quite a few yards running in terms of getting the ball on the ground there. But once again, not having final stats, I can't really answer that specifically, but it was a good night for us, especially in the second half, being able to make those adjustments and move the ball a little bit better.
All right, now, Coach Boswell, I kind of want to talk offense now. What are your thoughts, just overall general, how your offense actually performed tonight?
Well, I thought they played pretty well. The biggest concern, I think, still for us, and, you know, it's a shame that we have to really say this in week three, but the biggest problem for us offensively right now is penalties. You know, we're just really killing ourselves on a lot of drives. We move the ball down the field. We get, you know, in the red zone there within the 20, at the 15, the 10-yard line, and then we have a holding call or we have a false start or, you know, something that sets us back and then, of course, puts our offense in a pretty tough position, getting us in second and longs, third and longs, you know, things of that nature. But right now, offensively, that's one of the big concerns for us. We've got to find a way, whatever it is, you know, as coaches, as players, we've got to find a way to cut those penalties out because the further you go in the season and, obviously, the better the competition you run up against as you go along, you know, that's going to kill you. That's going to cost you big time. So right now, that's our biggest concern, I think, offensively. But great job, like I said, by our guys in the second half of coming out, playing more aggressively, more physical than we did in the first half. Because Plattsburgh, they just really kind of took it to us, you know, in the first half. They were more physical. They were recreating the line of scrimmage on us. They were really beating us physically in the first half of the football game. So it was good to see that we were able to kind of come around in the second half and make some of those adjustments and start to move the ball a little bit better.
Now, as far as those adjustments go, do you think that that's what really helped your defense as far as, you know, being able to help stop the Plattsburgh offense and help your guys' offense, you know, get that ball down into the end zone?
I think so. I mean, definitely, without a doubt, because Plattsburgh, in case, you know, there's people out there that don't know, they've got a heck of a running back in Aaron Hicks. I mean, he is a huge kid, probably 260, 270 pounds. He's a load to bring down. So, obviously, they were getting the ball to him a lot in the first half, and we weren't doing much to stop him. You know, so not a big surprise they kept going to him and gave him the ball a lot in the first and second half. But, you know, we just talked a lot at halftime about having to really be more aggressive, be more physical, and take on, you know, him more physically than what we were doing. And, you know, we came out, we responded to that, our kids did, and, you know, they really stepped up to the challenge in terms of trying to keep him somewhat contained, and we were able to do that at least in the second half.
Now, Coach, do you think maybe some you know, future practices and maybe some better communication on the field might better enable your players to help kind of, you know, shift away from a lot of those penalty calls and, you know, be able to really get the ball working in your favor?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, when it comes to penalties, like we said, nothing can kill drives quicker than that. When you're moving the ball and you're moving the ball well, and like I said, you get into, you know, the red zone inside the 5, the 10, and you have something like that sets you back. But, yeah, I mean, it all comes down to that. Really, it's just concentration more than anything else. Our guys need to be a little bit more mentally tough, you know, focused in, concentrating. If they can figure that out, I think we're going to be able to solve that problem. But right now, for whatever reason, we're still having some issues with that, and that's on us too. You know, as coaches, we've got to find a way to get that figured out, get that straightened out. But you know, once again, we're not able to be out there on the field with them either at the same time, so they've got to take that. The boys have got to take some of that on themselves as well and kind of get that fixed. So between the two of us, players, coaches, hopefully we'll find some ways that we can get that corrected.
All right, now, Coach Boswell, before I let you go, I just want to say congratulations on the win tonight, and what is your next game going to be?
Well, thank you very much. First of all, we do appreciate that. Next game for us is at home. We've got another home game next week as we played at home tonight. We've got the North Platte Panthers, another conference opponent, coming in to our place a week from today, and you know, we will expect another good game, you know, just like we did this week. They're a team that traditionally in the past has spread the ball around. They run the spread offense, so they'll get in that. They'll throw the ball. They'll run the ball. So if you're not ready defensively, if you're not disciplined defensively, it can be a long night for you. So we've got a lot of work to do. We'll enjoy this one for a short time, look at the film on this one tomorrow, get a good scout hopefully in on North Platte, and be ready for them next week.
All right, that was Coach Boswell of the Lawson Cardinals, part of the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show right here on KMZU.